That I looked at the statistics for our downloads, and it's really cool. People in Japan have downloaded this. I'd like to know who
allegedly.
I would like any Japanese listeners or anyone listening from Japan who are probably English speakers, write to us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com, and I want to know what you think. Also,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's probably it's one person spoofing all
Maggie's
these IPs.
Downloading it 30 times and spoofing IPs in other countries. I'm also interested in.
6 years from now, when we think we have 3 million listeners, and it turns Maggie. Out that it's just Maggie.
Fucking with it.
Ha ha! You guys, you think people have been listening to you.
She's laughing a lot.
I'm actually taking preventative measures so other people don't listen.
Right. She's hogging all the bandwidth.
Preventing anyone else from listening. A lot of people were listening in Australia. And that's cool. I've been to Australia in 1993 for 3 weeks. Look, not a lot of Americans have been to Australia.
No, I was thinking the Thunderdome joke.
Matt always tells the Thunderdome joke. Look, do you want to tell the Thunderdome joke since we're stopped in traffic?
Tell it.
I'm putting you on the mic.
All
right. Hold the mic really still.
All right, so you're asking directions in Australia, and the Australian guy you're asking, here's his answer. You're gonna go down the road, and you're going to see a Thunderdome. Just keep going. Just keep going beyond the Thunderdome. Just keep... That's it.
That's it. Need the gas line.
If you've hit the airport, you've gone too far.
Keep going beyond the Thunderdome.
Beyond the Thunderdome. Anyway, that's his only joke about Australia.
It's not even mine.
And it's not even his. And he's told it at least 12 times on this vacation.
Oh.
Anyway,
at least 12 times.
I am actually interested in what it's like to be an anime fan in Australia, because here in the US there are lots of conventions, manga is really exploding, it's pretty easy to go and find some anime at a local store, even if it's a kind of a crappy selection, you can buy a lot of stuff over the internet. What's fandom like in Australia? I know there are at least a couple of conventions, and New Type magazine runs a column that talks a little bit about Australian fandom, and I haven't bothered to read it despite subscribing to New Type for several months now. But that did sort of pique my curiosity.
Yeah, and I knew one anime fan in Australia, lo these many years ago. Hey, Widja, if you're listening, if you're one of our listeners in Australia, I'd still really love to get a copy of, what was that? The Hercules
years.
Movie.
From 15 years ago.
What the hell was it called? Hercules...
The Erotic Adventures of Hercules?
Not The Erotic Adventures, you may remember me.
Debbie does Hercules.
No, it was Hercules. It's a really good movie. The plot is that
it's got Hercules in it.
It's got Hercules in it. No, it's that this movie house is being reopened by this guy who just quit his job at a big time studio because he's tired of turning out big studio crap. So he opens his own little movie studio and brings back the last movie that was playing there when it closed down 30 years before. And it's a Hercules movie, one of the sword and sandal movies from Italy. But his boss, or his ex-boss, why is this guy getting out of his truck? Oh, that's always bad when you see that.
I'm gonna take a picture.
He's coming to kick our ass.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He doesn't like me talking about the Hercules movie.
He's eyeing you.
He's giving me the Jerry eye. But this guy, he gets a couple of his crazy movie aficionado friends together. they schedule the opening gala for this film, then his ex-boss sabotages the grand opening because they ordered the English dub of the film, but his boss intervenes so they get the original Italian with no subtitles. So they have to spontaneously dub the film as it's playing. And it's awesome. It's called Hercules Blank. Hercules something. Hercules Returns. That's what it's called. Hercules Returns. And it's really good. And Widja, you might have actually bought a copy for me like 15 years ago, and I never picked it up. So the next time I see you at ACON, I'll get it from you there. So we're just gabbling on. And the ironic thing is, this is the first podcast that I have to edit.
So you're probably going to edit out everything I say.
Done and done. Essentially.
We'll see what stays in here and what doesn't.
You put in, like, you doing an imitation of her. Yeah. Saying,
I agree. I'm Aaron, and I watch nothing but magical girls anime. Blee, blee, blee.
Oh, that's not true at all.
That sounds awesome. My name is Aaron, and I have no standards. I watch anything. Oh, God, give me anime. Just hook it to my veins. I'm going through anime withdrawal right here in this car.
There's been one rule in this car. No rules. No, that's not the rule. The rule is... no anime soundtrack.
Except
there's one rule and she can't follow it.
Yeah, that's true. I was also thinking in this up to this point, I haven't played any copyrighted music in this podcast because of like the whole pod safe thing and all this jive. I read some more about pod safe music and it turns out it's like a bunch of artists give their permission for you to use the thing and there's this interesting new copyright stuff, but really the music I've used up to here has been music that friends of mine have made. They've given me their permission to use it directly.
I don't know if Hal ever gave his permission.
I asked, and he said yes.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Written permission?
See, I have.
Did he sign away all rights in the known universe?
No, I didn't make him sign away any rights.
Okay. Damn it.
What? Why are you trying to get me in trouble with the law? It's just going to come back to you.
Well, maybe.
Good way. I really want to play at the end of this podcast show the opening theme from the original Dirty Pair TV series because... I think it's a great song, and everyone should hear it. And also as a sort of act of protest, because ADV holds all the rights to Dirty Pair. And they've released the OVA series and also a bunch of Dirty Pair movies, but they haven't released the TV series. And there's really no way to see the original Dirty Pair TV series. There's a group that fan-subbed it a long time ago. Noah saw it all raw.
Well, I saw it in Japanese, and I didn't even have someone there translating for me, which is kind of sick, actually.
Yeah, but I know that the guys who... work at ADV and who have from the beginning, like Dirty Pair is one of the first series that they really saw and they really love it. So why are they sitting on the rights to the TV show? They released new Dirty Pair, Dirty Pair Flash or something.
Which is just not any good.
Yeah. Oh, but you know, it doesn't look dated. It doesn't look like it's happening in the 80s because characters don't have headbands and ridiculous perms but it looks like a terrible show. We've only watched a few minutes of it on the action.
Well, I've watched more than a few minutes of it. I've watched Flash at a couple of conventions. I've seen enough to know that it's just a retread. It's embarrassing. I don't understand why they decided to remake Dirty Pair when the original stands alone on its own really well. It's a good series.
Which there's no way of seeing.
Too bad for you, suckers. And also me, because I've never seen it subtitled.
So we're going to play the song from it. So you want to watch out for the lyrics that say, how does it go? Uki uki waku waku, yeah. Dance, dance.
Dance, dance. Uki uki waku waku, chance, chance.
It's really great.
Yeah. I'm
This is the additional audio I just wanted to also mention about our listener mail. Most 90% of listener mail has been simply to ask, are you guys referencing the Dead Alewives when you say in the Tales from Fandom, where are the Cheetos? And the answer is yes, we are.
We didn't have a Tales from Fandom this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to tell one, or is that going to make the show too long?
It's going to make the show too long, but
okay.
I say so be it.
Well, we might want to break this show into two parts, where there's a part about AMVs and what makes
it. There's going to be this new feature that's going to be the rant section. It's not fair to make you guys listen to every rant either of us has, because it's really going to extend the show unless you really want to listen to it. And so there'll be a separate section for rants, which you can download and listen to, that will not be part of Ninja Consultant's show. It'll be Ninja Consultant The Rant.
Oh, yeah, you can put that up, because I'm not going to.
Well, that's fine. I'll do it. I'm going to rant about...
Why don't you just put the rants at the end of the episode, and if people don't want to listen to it, they can just stop.
That seems somehow...
Alright, so you have to go to the site, or is it part of the RSS feed, or is it a separate RSS feed?
I think it's not separate RSS feed.
Put it on the site,
I'd say just put it on the site, and people can go there if they want to hear it. It shouldn't be a part of any feed.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna foist my rant on anybody.
Alright.
Except you,
Damn it, of course.
You're stuck.
I lose this round.
So whenever I feel ranty, or even Erin, I've heard Erin rant. She can rant.
Sure.
So...
Are you gonna do a Tale from Fandom or a rant, or both?
I'm not going to do the rant now. All right. Well, which tale do you want to hear?
I want to hear the story where the lights went out. No, you can tell it's the Neko bus story.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's fine. Now for a segment I like to call My Life in Fandom.
Where are the Cheetos?
Shut up. They're right next to you. So, at ACON for many years, the fan group that I was part of ran Anime Jeopardy, and where were we? That was Otakon, I guess, where we heard a really good round of Anime Jeopardy. These are really hard questions that the group would come up with, questions that, unless you were extraordinarily attentive in your anime viewing, and indeed watched many titles many times, you probably wouldn't have the answers. So there was one guy whose name was Ed, and he was a big-name fan of sorts, in that he spent most of his life doing nothing but watching anime. And I don't know what he did for a living, but I can tell you that during conventions he never slept, and he drank heavily until there was, like, sake coming out of his pores, and it was gross, and just his whole face had this slick sheen. And he would answer he was one of the three competitors from year to year who would answer the Anime Jeopardy questions. He was usually either really, really good or really terrible. And he would wear the traditional kamikaze hachimaki around his head.
Headband.
And he'd take it dead serious, where this to him was war when he sat down to answer these questions. And one year, I believe it was ACON 9, he was at a real low point, just wasn't doing it all well, to such an extent where, for some reason, and you have to understand, Ed was drunk, he was sleep-deprived for at least 48, 60-some-odd hours before he'd start answering questions. And that's what he considered peak form for himself. But in actuality, it meant that either, you know, he was on the ball with the eye of the tiger, or just a complete mess. And this year he was a mess. He answered, I don't remember what the question was, but I remember that his answer, he hit his little plunger button, and his time was almost going to run out. And I think that he'd forgotten what the question was, and he just said, the Neko bus? The Neko bus, of course, from Totoro, which is the cat bus that flies around drives around the countryside. People cracked up because, you know, here he was, he's unshaven, drooling, and the Neko bus had nothing to do with anything. As time wore on,
he kept answering more and more questions with the Necco bus. And it was, people, they were wetting their pants laughing at poor Ed. He was losing. He was like negative 1,800 points. It was the worst year for him. It got to be the last question, which was in the Macross category. No, my mistake. It was in the Gundam category. And the question was, how many Gundam were destroyed? Total. This is the highest point question here, the most difficult question. How many Gundam were destroyed total in a certain season of SD Gundam? Not SD Gundam.
SD Gundam.
Not SD Gundam.
All right.
I don't remember. It would be better if I could actually remember. I don't know from Gundam.
Z Gundam, but Gundam Wing?
No, because neither of them were made at the time.
All right.
One of the Gundam series.
All right.
I don't know. How can you answer that question? Tons is the answer.
A lot.
There are so very many. Suddenly, Ed perks up, and you can see behind his eyes that he's kind of popped into this idiot savant mode. Every scene from every episode of that season was flashing through his mind. So he gets really excited, and he stands up, and he hits the plunger, and he says, 1,397, or whatever. That was the correct answer. And it was, at once, the greatest victory and the worst defeat that Ed had ever had, because he'd answered the unanswerable question and missed everything else. He was at once the best and the worst. Here's to you, Ed. Huh?
He broke even.
Yeah, he broke even. Ed was a man who, I wonder what happened to him. I wonder if we go to Akon, he's still there playing Anime Jeopardy. That'd be interesting.
All right.
I don't know.
So are you going to have a rant in this episode?
Yeah, I'm going to have a rant in this episode. Oh, okay. My rant is going to be my rant on AMV standards.
All right, so check up. Before you get into the rant, you're going to have to go to our website, ninjaconsultant.com, to download the rant, since we're not going to include it in the RSS feed. Also, the general contact information, if you're listening for the first time, check out our show notes at ninjaconsultant.com. You can also friend us on LiveJournal. Our LiveJournal name is ninjaconsultant. You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
If you, don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. All right.
If you're bored or whatever.
Yeah, if you're bored or something.
We love you. Oh, please listen.